So a group that is openly detested by the left is all of a sudden being embraced. Why? Because it is a tool against white people. Any bit of data that you can collect goes against everything they're talking about. And it's funny because video game companies, Tinder, all these places came out and said, oh, stop Asian hate. Oh, hashtag stop Asian hate. Where the hell were you people 4 months ago? Where were you people 2 weeks ago? Oh, that's right. You were not called upon to initiate the narrative. The narrative is, according to this garbage website, The Root, which is just a black empowerment magazine, right? Black culture, all this other kind of nonsense, nonsensical, stupid stuff. This is the headline that they're going for. The Root. Yeah, that's the name of it. Not The Roof, but The Root. Whiteness is a pandemic. Now, obviously, not all black people agree with this. And I'm not laying this at the feet of black people. I'm laying this at the feet of the black establishment within the liberal media. This Xavier, whatever his name is, we all know who that guy, the guy that gets paid a ton of money to push out racist Zebram X. Kennedy, whatever his name is. This guy's been pushing out racial propaganda, which, by the way, that guy, some of you know who I'm talking about. If you don't, it's not a big deal. He's just another part of that corporate class who gets paid to push critical race theory and to push hatred between the races because it makes a lot of money. It makes him a lot of money, so he gets to profit off of it. He profits off of division. But this is the case. Whiteness is the pandemic. Even though, up to this point, based on data, the largest group to attack Asian Americans were blacks. And still are blacks. Because, and here's the dynamic. Why have blacks historically attacked Asian Americans? Because Asian Americans, up till Tuesday morning, were given according to the left in their critical race theory, given this power over, they have this power position because they're supposedly privileged because they have nuclear families and they encourage their kids to do well. So obviously they are a threat that must be stopped. As opposed to the black family, which has been decimated, destroyed, and taken advantage of by liberal leftist society. Nobody wants to talk about that. They just want to blame white people. And there's even this woman named Chloe Valdery, who's the founder of an anti-racism training. But listen, hold on. It's not the kind of anti-racism training you think. And she talks about this guy, Xavier Kennedy. Or Zebram Kennedy, who says that any white supremacy is the most evil thing ever and gets paid millions of dollars to have his books disseminated throughout colleges. So she writes, she talks about this guy. And I'm going to read this about why blacks attack Asian Americans and why nobody cared about it up until Tuesday morning. There have been a spate of attacks, and this was tweeted out March 17th. So it was tweeted out yesterday. There have been a spate of attacks on Asian Americans by people of color, she's a black woman, by the way, who perceive Asian Americans as privileged and having wealth and power. Ibram Kennedy explicitly states that discrimination against those who are overrepresented in wealth and power is valid. This is the left's attitude towards Asian Americans up until Tuesday morning. Asian Americans do well. They're doctors, they're lawyers, their families are intact, they have large families, at least here in the United States, larger families than your average family. They have businesses, they're pillars of the community, they do well. So obviously, They are overrepresented in wealth and power. Therefore, any discrimination against them is racist. I mean, is valid. I'm sorry. So black people, of course, always being the perpetual class, could discriminate against Asians and have and assault them and hurt them and cause them to live in fear. But up until Tuesday morning, this was the dirty little secret. That this took place all the time. That Asian Americans have been targeted by academia. They're not allowed to get into certain colleges because they do too well. They've been targeted by people within their communities because they do too well. But this event happens, and now Asian Americans can once again be used by the left, as they are always used by the left, to push the narrative that white supremacy is the reason that they got attacked. You don't believe me? You got an article from Vox.com, that pigeon cage lining of a magazine. Headline: How White Supremacy Fuels Black-Asian Tensions in America. There's nothing white power can't do. The reason why blacks and Asians have, according to Vox, and do you see how they do this? They don't quote Xavier Kendi. I'm not Xavier, Ibram X. Kendi, who says that Asians have a lot of money, Asians are overrepresented, you can discriminate them. No. It's white supremacy causes tensions between these two. This has been a calculated attack, which makes me think this whole thing is pre-planned. I know. That is one bridge too far, right? That is one bridge too far for you guys. It's just really convenient that they're passing gun control laws right now through Congress. It's just really convenient that the crisis at the border is becoming more and more prominent to the fact that they can't stop it.